views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. Thank you so much for joining me here today. My guest today is the amazing and wonderful Mo Abdelbaki. I'm very happy to have you with me. I am super excited for my very special guest today, Mo Abdelbaki, and I'll get to Mo's introduction here in just a second. We're going to be talking about the mysteries, everybody. We're going to be talking about the mysteries like astrology, which I freely admit just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. I have a rudimentary grasp, I think, of a rising sign and what my moon is and how those work together. But Mo is an expert in deciphering that mystery of astrology, what I think is the mystery of astrology. We're also going to be talking about Tarot. Mo is also a master and an expert at that. And if you would like to share a comment with us, call in with a question, the 1-800 number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. That's our call-in number. You can also go to the website, Transformation Talk Radio, on the homepage and on the I think it's on the right side of the page, maybe the middle side of the page. There's a little box that you can click to send me a live question or comment, and I've got that web page all dialed up on my laptop computer, so feel free to send us a comment or a question. So without further ado, let me introduce Mo to you. Of Egyptian heritage, Mo has been a student of the mysteries for over 50 years, and has been a professional consultant for over 30. His intensive studies have encompassed Tarot, Vedic astrology, I Ching, Hermetic Kabbalism, runes, and other numerous spiritual systems. Mo's lifelong quest into all things metaphysical has provided him with a powerful intuition and accurate tools with which he has guided thousands of clients worldwide. He specializes in providing clarity and helping the seeker in making solid decisions or forging new paths in life. He's well known for his sound relationship counseling and has a reputation for providing gentle guidance without sugarcoating the hard issues, which I can personally attest to can sometimes be a bit difficult. A master of his art, he believes in empowering his clients, not encouraging codependency. He believes in finding solutions to problems and is dedicated to helping each and every single client maximize their relationships, enjoy their work in life, and discover their path, which is just an amazing gift to other people, helping someone to discover their path in life. As a teacher, Mo has taught thousands in the proper use of Tarot, or tarot, and we'll have to ask him how to pronounce that, astrology and other divination methods. His guided meditations provide a proven approach for attaining a sense of inner peace in our hectic times. I know Mo. Mo is a colleague of mine over at 1-2 Radio. His website is www.moabdelbaki, and let me spell that for you, moabdelbaki.com. You can find him on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/ Mo Tarot, M-O-T-A-R-O-T. And his show, and we'll have to make sure this is correct still, onetoradio.com, Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And the encore is Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And actually, OneToRadio is also starting to do music shows that some of the radio show hosts are doing, with sharing their sometimes eclectic taste in music, fabulous taste in music. And the Mo Tunes is on Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So, Mo, welcome to the Animal's Eye View.
Thank you very much, Lizanne. God, this guy's full of himself, isn't he? I mean, really? Jeez. It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. You've had a full life of helping people, and I'm just thrilled and excited to have you on the show. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here. You know, I like you very much. So,
well, I like you too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm relatively likable, I think.
You are definitely likable. Mo and I are fortunate enough to reside in the same state. I'm not sure. He lives out in another suburb of Denver, out further east. But occasionally, the father of One Two Family, Mark Husson, gets us all together at his fabulous place down in Castle Rock. And so I'm fortunate enough to be able to converse with Mo actually face-to-face from time to time. And that's always a great treat for me, because we do like each other.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very much so.
So mysteries. It was so interesting to me, Mo, when I first went on your website. I thought, huh, the mysteries. Do you look at astrology as being a mystery?
I mean, definitely. It's not. Pardon me. It is mysterious in many ways. You see, once upon a time, all of this stuff that we revel in, you know, tarot and astrology, and they were considered to be off limits to the normal person, whatever normal is anymore or ever was. But most people just did not have time, energy, or the inclination to go against the status quo. So much of this knowledge was hidden, and hidden deeply, and really put undercover, because the punishments were pretty severe, you know, for dallying and playing around in these things. So they did become the mysteries themselves. And the mysteries have always been a part of our society, or our makeup as human beings. We talk about the Dionysian mysteries and the panic mysteries from the god Pan, and, you know, the mysteries of the Temple of Isis and these sorts of things. And all it is just the engagement of people together in some ritual that connects them, hopefully, with the divine or teaches them something. But eventually, everything did become the mystery, simply because people were being persecuted. The, you know, the Inquisition was really nasty.
I've heard stories about the torture that happened during the Inquisition. And also, do you think, well, and just as an aside, do you think that was mostly toward women at that point in time, Mo, or were men equally as persecuted?
Men were equally as persecuted. It was a really rough time, and a lot of it was socioeconomic. You had people who had an incredible amount of money, some of them, and let's say that the church or the state wanted that money. One way to get that money was to excommunicate them and prosecute them and persecute them. The Knights Templar are a good example of that. They were really very wealthy. They had funded a war for Philip the Fair of France. And when Jacques de Molay tried to call in the bill, so to speak, call in the loan, he said, oh, okay. Now, this is a great story. This is an example of how the world used to be. So Jacques de Molay was the head of the Knights Templar. He was Philip the Fair's son's godfather. On the birthday of this godfather, or of this godson, they had a big birthday party, and Jacques was there, and they were all having a good time, you know, and all that. And Philip had, I think it was Pope Clement V. That's who it is. Sorry about all that. You know, things
that's right
in my head. And he excommunicated them on that day. very specifically, they arrested Jacques de Molay and all the known Knights Templar that they could and imprisoned him. Now, the reason for this was because he didn't want to pay the money back. So here is this, you know, and this happened, by the way, on Friday the 13th. Hence the superstition. And that's one of the things that when you realize what it's about, that's where it came from.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And it didn't come from anything else. And for decades, for centuries afterward, people would, it was the year 1300, you know, it was 1307, I think. Right. They would absolutely, you know, watch that Friday the 13th, but they had to be members of the Knights Templar. So it's really kind of an odd thing, because what happened was they wiped out the debt immediately, but they eventually did pay for it. It's a long story. But this was the beginning, some people believe, of what we call Freemasonry today, you know, and that's what I think, because they drove these guys underground. So these mysteries were mysteries for two reasons. One, there was a belief that not everyone should know this stuff, because it is kind of, you know, it's like, not everyone should try electrical work in their house, right? I have found that out the hard way a couple of times, you know. The fact that I'm still alive is a blessing. Well, here, I'll rewire this, you know, and then the guy comes over and he says, damn, you should be dead, you know, so... And then the other part of it is that it was just a way to control people.
Well, and that's so interesting, and it's so fascinating to me that you know, let's hope that our forays into astrology and tarot aren't as shocking as no pun intended, actually pun intended, to your forays into electrical work.
You know, the best thing we have going for us is that over the years, these bits of information that you and I love so much, you know, all these mysteries have become, let's say, laughable to some people. They've become the stuff of, eye rolling, you know, oh, boy, I can't believe you believe in that. That has really been a very valuable aspect of our ability to do our work and not be screwed with, so to speak.
Absolutely. Everybody, we're heading into our first break. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is the wonderful Mo Abdelbaki. We'll be back after a short break.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. My guest today is the amazing and wonderful Mo Abdelbaki. And Mo, before we continue, let's give your contact information to everybody once more. And I also neglected to mention in the introduction your services on When to Listen.
Oh, okay. Yes, I am I'm a reader at One to Listen. I can do charts. I can do cards. I can throw yo-yo pretty well, but you can't see that over the phone. Let's see. You could reach me at the best thing is if you'd like to reach me for some reason is Mo at moabdelbaki.com or Facebook. / Mo Tarot, and just you can leave messages and so on and so forth. There is a forum on my site to leave a message for me, and that's that. It's just that easy. So
and is your show still on Wednesdays?
It is. I'm a little hurt that you're not listening every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, but that's okay. You know,
I'll have to remedy that, Mo.
No, don't worry about it. It's just, you know, it's a lot of rabid babbling with foam at the corners of my mouth and, you know, eyes bugging out and, you know, but I have a good time. So
it's not either. It's just as fascinating as this conversation is today. So we're talking about the mysteries. And my question to that is, do you think, and we kind of got in that area before the break, do you think that the fact that initially these mysteries were underground and were not to be talked about in secret, et cetera, do you think that that contributed in any way to kind of maybe the perception that some people have, even in this day and age, of psychics? There were still these people who wear shawls and turbans and have, you know, glass balls that we look into. And do you know what I'm saying? Do you think that contributed to it?
I've worn a turban and I have a crystal ball. So let's just clear this up right now, shall we? I don't need a shawl yet, but I'm getting there. I think that the problem is this. It was so underground because of the persecution. And remember, this was considered a form of heresy by the church and a form of heresy by those in power because they wanted to appease. Really, we had kind of the West was very much a temporal sort of, you know, church state sort of thing, as was evidenced by Henry VIII and his abrupt change and his abrupt actions afterward. But the whole point is that these people went so far underground that the only real practitioners were people like gypsies and on the outskirts of the law because they traveled from place to place. Actors and actresses at one time were considered the very lowest level of society, and they often were psychics and did, you know, readings and so on. And now, of course, actors and actresses are the, you know, the royalty of this country, which just astounds me. Nothing wrong with them, but it's just like, wow. But the point is, and that's the difference between the economy then and the economy now. They make lots of money. So whatever makes lots of money, people kind of look at and say, ooh, but back then there was no way. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So the idea was that it drove the real practitioners, not that these people weren't practitioners. The Romani are still incredible readers. They have a tradition of fortune, what we would, I don't like to call it fortune, a divination that goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. But also, the real issue is one of safety. Now, that exclusivity, it turned into exclusivity. And in the Victorian age, there were numerous magical societies that cropped up. They had started in France earlier. Maybe you've heard of Count Cagliostro, you know. He was one of them, and in France, and he started this incredible temple of Isis with his wife, and it cost a fortune to get in, and there were all these really cut, and it became very chic to be a member of some society, so much so that the Golden Dawn, which was the Victorian, it was the eminent Victorian magical society in the late 1800s, included such members as Bram Stoker and Pamela Coleman Smith, who was a famous illustrator and actually illustrated Arthur Edward Waite's cards. And they would solicit people who had a lot of money to help fund this thing, but also to add to the exclusivity. William Butler Yeats, you know, a lot of people.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was considered quite, and you would say, oh, yes, I'm not a member of anything, ha ha. You know, I mean, it was one of those things, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know.
Well, and I think your point is well taken about actresses and actors today. And I'm with you on that one. And I applaud them for their ability to entertain, to transport us to a place that lets us suspend reality for a while, tell a good story, et cetera. But beyond that, I don't know. I mean, it almost sometimes maybe gets into a judgment of is what they do any more valuable than, say, what a teacher does?
Or I was going to say, pay school teachers.
What you and I do, or nursing, yeah. Or yeah. And I think the answer to that is no. And I think professional sports, I am a fan of professional sports. I do follow the local teams. But at the same time, it's, We do place a high value of entertainment. I don't know.
Well, I think the reason for that in this society, at least, what we say, the payoff is that they're trading their anonymity for money, right? And
And
that's what they're doing. They're saying, okay, I no longer have the ability to walk into the grocery store. I remember when I was a kid, we went to California. It was 3 o'clock in the morning when we finally got to this area, and there was a market that was open in L.A., a grocery store. We went in, there was Johnny Carson at 3 or 4 in the morning, right?
Wow.
And we realized that was the only time he could go to the grocery store without being mobbed.
Sure. Oh, sure.
You know,
absolutely.
This was the 60s. It was big. So, but to me, that's, you're right. I think we should pay teachers more, a lot more for what they do, you know, because they
absolutely
are the future. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I also think, I'd like to think anyway, that you and I, and you know, all of our other colleagues are sometimes, when people meet me, when people meet you, they kind of look at you kind of like, huh, wow, you look pretty normal. And so just because we kind of, you know, we go into different dimensions and we connect, help them connect with their own divine sense of self. And I really like how you put that in your bio. It's still, I don't know whether it's a whole five sense thing that in our culture, we still have difficulty in understanding that the sixth sense is that collective sense that I think humans cut off. Animals don't do that. They're all connected in a collective conscious way. But there's still, I don't know. I guess my feeling is I think we still have a way to go to bring the mysteries into, you know, being not mysteries and being a tool that I think everybody needs in their life, quite frankly.
I agree. And I think that that is one of the reasons for what we would call mainstream modern religion. And that's why it's having such a problem. And that is because it literally says, you don't have to worry about your spirituality. You come to church or go here or go there once a week or twice or five times and, you know, wind up God and everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. You know, you'll be. And yet at the same time, it doesn't solve the problems of daily life.
Nope.
And what we begin to realize is that you and I know that we must integrate that divine energy every single moment of every single day in some form or another. And that doesn't mean walking around, you know, glowing, going, oh, you know, that's not what it means. It simply means living our lives on the right path. And the right path is the key. And that's what's so hard, because it's been absolutely beaten out of us as a species, society-wise, especially this culture. You know, I have lots to talk about when it comes to that. But the number one thing is, there's no reason for people to be lost. You know?
No, there isn't. And I think, and certainly religion, you know, when you talk about the Inquisition, and all of the terrible things that were done to healers, you know, I'm thinking midwives, I'm thinking people who worked with even something as innocuous as herbs and things like that. You know, religion was about control. It was about power. It was about, okay, I have the most number of people gathered here into my little sect. Mm-hmm. And I completely agree with you. I mean, I was raised Catholic. And so you go to church and it's immediately, I mean, my gosh, their tenet is that you're born already sinned. You're a teeny tiny little baby, a brand new little soul in this brand new little body, and you come into the world with a sin already on your soul that you have to get baptized for. Right. What kind of supportive place is that? Not so much.
The concept of original sin, indeed. And do you know the Immaculate Conception is
oh,
the
yes.
thought that Mary was born without original sin. Now,
yes.
do you know who came up with that idea? The Prophet Muhammad.
Really?
Yes, indeed. That's glossed over in many different things. But he realized, he said, how can that be? She couldn't have given birth to this, you know, so that was his thing. And then the Catholic Church said, that makes sense, you know.
Well, and certainly I think there's a lot of people who think that the Immaculate Conception is the man Jesus's conception, but it's not.
Right.
The God, what I refer to now as, you know, Ascended Master Mary, because she is one of an Ascended Master as well as Jesus is. Everybody, we're heading into our second break. I can't believe the time is going so fast, but it always does with Mo. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. My fabulous and amazing guest today is Mo Abdelbaki. Mo is a colleague of mine over there at 1-2 Radio. You can find him on 1-2 Radio on Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific. And we are all going to make a note on our calendar to listen to Mo's show. You could also find him at, tell me your website again, Mo, moabdelbaki.com.
That's it.
Fabulous. Yay for me. And you can also find him. He's an amazing intuitive advisor on 1-2listen.com, where I am also an advisor. So, Mo, are there two ways to pronounce T-A-R-O-T? Is it tarot or is it tarot? Or does
it matter? It's a French word. It doesn't matter. I mean, the game came first. This is not up for conjecture. The game came first. And then it was, because there's so many different decks, and I always love to acknowledge that, because for people to say, no, the tool came first, in my opinion, it denigrates the actual incredible minds of those who encoded all this wonderful stuff into a game and did a marvelous job doing it. So
it was a game?
Yo, sure. Like, it's a card game. Our playing cards came from the tarot. For example, when we look at a regular deck of tarot cards, we see wands, cups, swords, and discs, right?
Yes.
And those are coins or whatever they are. And that actually came from the Italian version of the tarot, tarocchi, right? Now, the Slavs call it tarot, and the French called it tarot. And the hearts, the clubs, spades, diamonds was their version of those suits. So it included a deck of the final version, and they still play tarot in Europe as a game, not as a divination tool, although it works for that. But you've seen people use playing cards for divination, right? Fortune tellers. And, you know, I do it. I can use regular playing cards.
And really?
I've
never seen that before. That's fascinating to me.
It's wonderful. I actually know a version of it from the Victorian era that it gives very different meanings to the cards than the tarot meanings. And it's eerily accurate. I just love it. You know, it's very obscure, but I'm obscure, so I deal with obscure things. They just flock to me, you know, like to attract. But the idea there is that the word tarot then is simply a word of a game. You know, it's like saying, okay, someday they may decide that there would be an oracle called cribbage, you know, and you have to use, is it called cribbage or cribbage? You know, it would be the same sort of thing. But the truth of the matter is that the game did come first. And during the real crackdown of people, you know, they said, okay, we need to get some information into these cards. Now, the modern tarot deck, and I think the epitome of the modern tarot deck is the Thoth deck, T-H-O-T-H. Named after the Egyptian god of wisdom and mysticism and the god of the moon and so on. But Thoth was the inventor of writing and medicine, and his twin brother Anubis, they worked together. A lot of people don't know they're twins, but it doesn't matter. So the cards themselves were encoded, and that's the brilliance of it, into this deck of you know, basically 4 royalty, 10 numbered cards, and then 22 trumps. And that's why some decks still have trumps written on them for the major arcana. And that's why they're called arcana. Arcana means hidden, right? Secret. So we have the greater arcana, the major arcana, which are the 22 big cards of the deck, and then which is the big secret. And then we have the minor arcana, which is the, you know, the smaller secret. And what became a game, what started out as a game, became a very powerful receptacle of information. In fact, a good tarot deck, and I'm a real snob when it comes to that, but a good tarot deck is an encyclopedia of metaphysical knowledge. Plain and simple. It's a model of the universe.
Wow, that's so fascinating. I had no idea that it started out as a game.
Oh, yes. Yes. And they still play it. I've played it. It's fun. It's like bridge, really. You try and take tricks. What I love about Tarot is that in the French version, it's four people usually. You can have five, but four people. And there's one person who says, I can win this round, like in bridge. But then it's one person against three. I just love that. So, you know, it's like, I'll take you on. And if you're not the one taking the tricks, who's going to win, then it's three against one. And that just, man, isn't that the world, you know?
Well, and it seems like recently, and again, I started doing intuitive work without using tarot. It's certainly with animal communication, because that's how I started professionally. I didn't need tarot. And then that kind of led the way into, you know, various other things, and eventually humans and all that sort of a thing. But so where did the artwork, because it seems like people who use tarot decks, and now I'm not talking about professionals, but I'm talking about, you know, lay people who don't do this work professionally, who use tarot decks. It seems like there's a lot of emphasis placed on the artwork on tarot right. decks. Is that where some of the encoding is? Is that like when the artist goes to create the tarot deck, is there, you know, an intuitive infusion, if you will, into the artwork, do you think?
I will say intuitively not, and here's why. Symbolism, by its very nature, cannot be intuited. It's designed to be a secretive meaning of one thing for another. For example, you know, if you were to look at the letter W, you know, or the letter B, these letters, if you had no idea what they were, you would look at these symbols and you would probably never be able to figure out that it was the sound woo or the sound buh, right?
Right.
Someone has to teach you that. That's what symbolism is about. Now, there are people who say he's wrong. Symbolism can be intuited. Not true. The meaning of a card certainly has what some people would call an archetypal sort of energy, blah, blah, blah. But remember, these were cards for a game. And the reason the magical energy of tarot exists today is because those people who encoded it slid the information right under the radar by gotcha. Using what we could call, for example, saints playing cards. You know, you have the saint cards. You're Catholic, right? You were raised Catholic.
Yes.
And you know those cards with the saints on them, right?
Yes.
For example, which saint would be connected to the tower? Saint Barbara. You know, of Egypt, by the way, and which would be the hermit? Saint Anthony. And which would be the wheel? Saint Catherine. She was broken on the wheel. Who would be the hangman? Saint Oswald of Northumbria is one, and I think Saint Saturnus of Ireland is another. So what we see is they're using Christian, very, very specific Christian iconography, and then they're saying, now this is what this means to us. And that's what they did. Now, the epitome of this comes in a deck that was published in 1942, the first time, then not again until 1975. That's that Thoth deck. Other people don't, I'm going to say more people don't know what tarot really means than do. That's just because I'm a snob, but also because I've been studying this stuff for over 40 years now. God, I'm getting really old, 50 years. I got my first tarot deck at the age of 10. And so and I'm about to turn 60, and I have been studying it nonstop ever since. And it's taken me through a lot of different places, but the reality of it. And so when you have all these different decks with different, for example, I have the Alice in Wonderland tarot. I love it, but it is not a true deck of the symbolism of tarot. It's whimsical, you know?
Right.
But you will, every tarot deck has something to offer somebody. But see, I never anticipated doing readings. That was the last thing on my mind. Oh, gosh. I was just fascinated with this from the time I did my first reading when I was 8 years old on a school playground. There was a cute girl with red hair, and I read her palm and got absolutely dragged into the principal's office by the ear for doing it, you know?
Because that would be like, whoa, here's the, we've got this 8-year old kid who's out here on the playground. Oh, sure.
The teacher was, you know, one of those she seemed old at the time. She lived forever, I think. And anyway, so that's that. I really never anticipated it. It was only at a certain point when I realized people kept asking me to help them because I was always with these cards and they worked. And that's what led to me doing it in a real life way.
That's really fascinating. And you know, that does make a lot of sense about the crossover and the encoding thing. And we're going to be heading into a break, but I would love to know more about who it was specifically that encoded the original tarot deck. When you talk about a they, it feels like ascended master people. It feels like those sorts of people. But when we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit more about that, because I'm sure I want to know. And so if I want to know, everybody else wants to know. That's how I look at it.
I love that attitude.
Everybody, this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. My very special guest today is Mo Abdelbaki. We're talking about tarot cards, how it started out initially as a game and the whole encoding piece. Before I get back into that, you can find me at www.theanimalseyeview.com. On Facebook, it's The Animal's Eye View and the number one. I also have a Friday radio show on 1-2 Radio. And I also, for the first time ever, and I'm congratulating myself, have some classes going in 1-2 Academy. That's the other arm of the whole 1-2 family fabulousness. And Mo, do you have any classes coming up in tarot that you'd like to tell people about?
I actually, I did teach quite a bit of Toronto Academy. I think I'm going to do a series of classes on the ancient Egyptian gods. I've had a lot of people bugging me for that. And so I think that's where we're going to go.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds fabulous. So, everybody, that's 1-2academy.com. And when you get there, I think you can search by name as far as like name of the teacher who's teaching the class. Isn't that right, Mo?
It is. And I don't have, and congratulations, by the way, on teaching there. You're going to love
you.
It. I don't have these classes put together quite yet, but certainly soon, like in the next week, I hope to have my first class in this.
Okay, fabulous. And the nice thing about these, everyone, is that they are webinars. There will be MP3s of the classes that are recorded. And so if you're, you know, if the time of the webinar is not convenient for you after you pay the class fee, then you get the MP3 that you can listen to at your leisure. Of course, and being there in person, the whole kind of give and take in the chat room is also something that's really nice for these classes. But there you go. I mean, there's lots of different ways that you can partake of the wonderful things that are happening over on 1-2 Academy. So, Mo, as we went into the break, we're talking about the encoding of the tarot deck with the magic, I guess I'll call it, the mystery of it, and who was they that encoded the tarot deck?
Scholars, essentially. Scholars who were interested in another side other than what was being dictated by the church state at the time. And these scholars were being persecuted. So a lot of this happened in the 12th century, 13th century. And for example, you know, this whole Da Vinci Code and Dan Brown and all this, right?
Yes, yes.
Nothing new about that. That stuff has been common knowledge to those of us in the metaphysical realm, what we call the metaphysical realm, or the occult, as it used to be called, for 400 or 500 years. And not something that was secret and a big deal. It's something that was very openly spoken of. That's encoded in the tarot, the belief that Jesus had offspring, a child by the Magdalene. So, I mean, this goes on and on and on. And the reason, here's how it worked. It comes through, some of it through the Gnostics and the Essenes, and some of it comes through the existence of some of the ancient Egyptian religions still being there, and even the Roman and Greek religions that were kind of, and Mithraism, I mean, it's all over the place. Zoroastrianism, all incorporated into people's beliefs. And eventually, the powers that be said, we can't allow this. We must distill this down into our belief system, what we want. So they went through and you know, tore out pieces of the Bible they didn't like, what we call the Apocrypha. And so all of this comes together, and there are people saying, wait, we need to preserve this information. It's going to die. They are killing us. They are taking everything we have. They're persecuting our families. They're freezing our bank accounts, essentially, throwing us in prison. So what they did is they said, how are we going to do this? Well, they said, let's use something that no one will look at. Pardon me. So they went to the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah was the ancient form, right? It's an ancient form of Judaism, supposedly the utterances of God through Moses to the Israelites. And the reason they chose the Kabbalah was because it's very complex. It has lots of different glyphs. And they said, and people don't like, I hate to say this, but at the time the Jews were being persecuted, they weren't liked. So let's slide it in under something that no one will look at. And that's what they did. They used the Tree of Life. They used Gematria, which is numerology. They used Hebrew letters. And this became known as Hermetic Kabbalism. It is not rabbinical Kabbalism, which is part of Judaism. It is a completely different thing, but it looked the same. And that's how they encoded it. These were scholars. These were brilliant men and women, because women were treated more or less equal. I mean, I hope someday it is purely equal. That's ridiculous that it isn't.
I agree.
They I don't know if they got together, but, and this is the problem, is that this is why we talk about alchemy. Every alchemical school had their own way of doing things and their own symbols. And that's why it's so darn hard to figure out what they were saying. But this encoding was a very specific thing. So if you wanted to say, we want to get across the idea that this is important to remember, let's put it in the card here. You see? And then I will teach someone what it means, and then I will teach another person what it means. And they figured out a code that is very difficult to crack, that informs people if they aren't taught directly what it is. Aleister Crowley was much maligned, and some of it probably rightfully so. He was a real character. But he was also one of the most brilliant metaphysicians ever to live. And his code system was so difficult that people today can't figure it out. I think I know what he was saying. And when you unlock this code, you realize why he kept it secret. Because, and he didn't expect people to kind of give up. You know, I know he didn't. I'm obsessive about these things. He was too. So have others. Eliphas Levi was another. It's all about saying the information is valuable. You have to work for it. Right?
Well, and don't you think that's the whole point anyway behind any of these tools of tarot, of astrology, that yes, it's complex, and yes, there are hidden meanings to it, but you're right. I think it's not, sometimes I have to think that it's not worthwhile unless you do have to work for it.
I agree. And then there's the other side of it, which is someone picks up a deck, they've never picked one up before, they turn over a card and it talks to them.
Yes.
That's the beauty of this,
yes.
You see?
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
The intuitive part. And that, of course, is one of the great beliefs of any order or any organization, is that it must be a combination of intellect and intuition that brings the truth forward, you know?
Well, and that when you say intellect and intuition, immediately what flashes in my mind is Albert Einstein and his fabulous quote about, you know, the mind should be a faithful servant, and we've kind of switched intuition and intelligence around. And I'd like to think it would be interesting to know whether Albert Einstein ever played around with the tarot. What do you think?
I don't know that he did. I think his mind was elsewhere and much greater thoughts. I mean, you know, but I don't think he would have openly disbelieved it.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. I mean, what was his famous quote? God does not play dice with the universe. You know, there's nothing random about it. So, and he tapped into something that wasn't proven until decades after his death. You know, that is the relativity of time, which is an absolute truth. This man was tapped in. And this man, it was time for him to be tapped in. But oh my goodness, what he unleashed, huh?
Absolutely. Well, and I think the message is, as we head into the end of the show, is that anybody, truly, I think anybody can untap this. For you personally, there is a path out there. It's different than anybody else's path because you are unique, mm-hmm. and it might not be the same path, but and hopefully there should be no judgment of these paths. We're all at different places, but there definitely is a path, and I think it's a place you can sink deeply into. For me, that's what it feels like. It feels like just this wonderful resting place, this wonderful, at the same time, it's a highly energized place. And with, as you said before, with some work and some guidance, you can find it. Absolutely.
It is wonderful.
It absolutely is wonderful. Mo, you have been a delight as usual. I adore you. I adore
Thank
your
you.
Mind. I think you're fabulous. Everybody, take very, very good care of yourselves in this next week. Take very good care of your animal companions. And remember to tell them and yourself at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you next time.
been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.